is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Carly Wilson, and I am on with my BFF and business partner, Lindy Davis. Lindy, jump on and say hey.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. Well, guys, we're just going to jump right into things today. So first of all, I feel like this call might need a little bit of a disclaimer. If you are one of our weekly audience members and you listen to this call may be a little bit different from any other call than that we've ever hosted before, and that maybe that you've even heard from us before, because Lindy and I have decided to come out of the closet. I know that sounds very risque, but what I mean by that is that, you know, we intentionally, you know, we like to spread joy, positivity, and that's what this call has really been mostly about. But deep down inside, the piece of us that we really only share with each other is this intense, driven, really ambitious side, and we're going to show that to you today. And, you know, we also intentionally keep this call pretty vague because we want to reach a broader audience, but we also know that primarily our listener base are people that are already part of our business with us. So today we are talking to you. Now, if you're part of our team page, then you probably saw Lindy's amazing video last night. She summoned the lightning and everything. It was really intense and amazing. But she laid down the gauntlet that, you know, we've got a challenge for everybody that has big goals, and we want to show you the way to get there. And so it's going to mean that you are going to have to do things, and that we as a team and we as your leaders are going to have to do things that we've never done before. And part of that is us coming out of our shell a little bit and showing you who we really are, getting, you know, honest and, you know, sometimes brutally honest with you guys about showing you what it takes to reach your goals. And, you know, you're going to have to get to that point where you decide, I'm going to do what they say and reach my goals, or I'm not going to do that, and maybe I reach my goals, but it takes me longer. So, you know, I just challenge you to really get honest with yourself. So this morning I started off by listening to some Grant Cardone. If you don't know who that is, he's an author. He's a businessman. He's written books like The 10X Rule and Be Obsessed or Be Average. And this guy takes intense to another dimension, okay? He's not for everybody. I will say that. But I found that I can really take a lot from his words. And so what he was saying is that, you know, if you really want massive success and you have a big goal, then you're going to have to take massive action. You know, doing the minimum, that's just not going to cut it. That might eventually get you to your goal, but it's not going to be fast. And who wants to get anywhere going slow? I mean, not me. So people with big goals, they have to do more than the average person would. And he said that, you know, average teams in the NFL, the teams that go 6-6 or whatever, they don't make it to the Super Bowl. Heck, they probably don't even make it to the playoffs. And so, you know, if you want to get to that big goal, the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl, you've got to be more than average. And you are the quarterback of your own team. And even if you're just on this call and you have one person that's doing this with you, one person on your team, you're the quarterback of that person, okay? And you are going to have your hand in every single thing that's going on, okay? So, Lindy, I have a lot more to share about this, but I didn't want to, like, go too deep into it without pulling you in. And because Lindy listened to some Grant Cardone today, too. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I love it. And I think you're exactly right. I mean, are definitely different types of leadership. And I think that, you know, we are, you know, we talked about sugarcoating things. Carly and I may, our Southern charm, if you will, maybe makes us be a little bit more passive and as leaders. And we don't really get in there and get aggressive. And not that we want to manage people or be a boss, but sometimes you just need some direction. You need some focus. You need somebody pushing you. And I know that there are times in my business where I was better because I had somebody pushing me. I was better because I had somebody laying out the plan, telling me what to do, and I was excited to have that direction, okay? So maybe I've realized, and Carly too, that, you know, if we feel the need and have the hunger to have somebody pushing us, then probably there are people that are just waiting for somebody to show them, light the pathway for them, show them the steps, give them a checklist of things to do. And so, you know, we start listening to Grant Cardone this morning because he is one of those people that's in your face. He does not sugarcoat things at all. And we have this deep down in us. I think that we just kind of buried it for some reason. I don't know why exactly, other than we are people pleasers. And not that that's a bad thing, but there comes a time and a place where you have to just say, you know what, I want more out of this than what I'm getting. I want more out of this for my team than what they're getting. And so we're going to have to do something different. And so when we were listening to Grant Cardone this morning, this was Garrett's first exposure to Grant Cardone. I had him over the Bluetooth while we were working out. And he said, you know, the 10X rule is an incredible book. But like Carly said, it's not, you've got to be ready to read it, okay, because it is in your face. But one of the things that he said today was that it's not just about 10Xing your actions, it's about 10Xing your goals. And so if you 10X your goals, you know that you're going to have to put in 10X the actions to accomplish those goals. And so, you know, you're going to have to do what it takes every single day. And we're not talking about minimum effort here. We're not talking about just the couple of things here and there that you can do every day to reach for your goal. It's talking about what you normally do times 10. And so you really need to think about that. And if you really want to accomplish something big, let's say in the next 35 days, because you've got something huge on the line, then you're going to have to do something that you've never done before. You're going to have to get out of your own way. You're going to have to take on a new role in your business with your opportunity, and you're going to have to do it like you've never done it before to see results that you've never seen before, right? And so we have been brainstorming and strategizing and putting together a game plan so that we can show you the way. And we know that the people that are 100% committed, and we do mean 100% committed to every single thing that works, they're going to see the growth that they want to see. So if y'all can handle it, y'all should go pick up some Grant Cardone. Just Google it. There's tons of videos out there, right, Carly? You can pull it up and find something that will relate to you, I assure you.
Well, that's exactly what I did this morning. YouTube is free, and I love it because I'm a visual person too, so I get the audio, you know, and the visual part of it. Just search for some Grant Cardone. Search for some Les Brown. Search for whomever lights your fire, and let that get you started each day. But Lindy's right. If you have a big goal, and now you've made it even bigger because you've 10X'd it, right? You have to be prepared to do things that you've never done before. That means you're putting in additional hours. You're getting up an hour early every morning to do what you've got to do. You're staying up an hour late every night to do what you've got to do. You're using all of your resources, okay? So, you know, what's going to work best? Personal contact, phone calls, emails, social media. You're not doing one of those things. You're doing all of those things, okay? You're everywhere. You're constantly exposing your network to our products. And that's step one. Now, Lindy said, get out of your own way. What does that mean? Well, heck, we all have excuses. I've got my own set of excuses, of why I haven't met my goals yet. But that's what they are, excuses. I'm going to stop thinking about these things as excuses. but really reframe them in my mind as a problem, okay? And if there's a problem, then there's got to be a solution for it. So stop with your excuses and come up with some solutions to your problems. And if you're having a hard time doing that, that's something that we can help you with. Sometimes it takes an outsider looking in to help put things into perspective for you. So let go of your excuses, especially if it's something that you have control over, if it's a problem that we can solve. Get super obsessed with your goal, okay? And when I say that, I mean put it everywhere. Get it in front of your face everywhere. If you've got a vision board, you're putting your goal on your vision board. If you work in front of the computer screen, you should put a post-it note there. Just, you know, it's a constant reminder that you've got this goal. Tell your friends and family that you see every single day that you've got this goal, and help them get excited about it too, because all of a sudden, if you've got all these people that are buying in to your goal, then you're going to feel that much more supported. You know, trust me, it's when you surround yourself with people that don't get it and are constantly questioning you or bringing you down, that is a huge just obstacle that you've got to overcome. So get your network, get your people, get your family, get your friends excited about your goal too. Let them know about it so they can support you. You know, I hate to use this word recruit because it's kind of like the dirty word of our business. I don't know why. It's just a word. But you are recruiting people to buy into your goal too. How do you find these people that are the ones that you're looking for? Well, you don't find them. You attract them, okay? And how are you going to attract them? You're going to be the rock star that you're looking for, okay, you guys? So you got to start working on your inner rock star. You've got to be focused on your goal. You're going to do all the things that I just said. You know, you're putting your goal out there in your face all the time. You're getting people fired up about your goal. You're putting in more work. You're committing to 10Xing not only your goal but also your activity, and that's how you're the King Kong. So, Lindy, I'm going to pass it back to you. What do you have to add to that?
Well, I mean, that is right on, you know, and the thing is, you can make time. There are so many different quotes out there, but one of the ones that just keeps coming to mind is you can make time or you're going to make excuses. So, like, you've got to do one or the other. I am done making excuses. We all have them, right? But if you want more out of life, you got to be obsessed. You know, just like he has a book called Be Obsessed or Be Average. And I don't want to be average. And I know that we have some King Kongs on our team that don't want to be average either. And so you've got to put those excuses aside and just say, you know what, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to 10X it. I'm going to put in the effort and even more effort than it might require, because I don't want to be average. I don't want to live an average life. And so, you know, 10 times the action, 10 times the goals, you're going to get everything that you dreamed of. That's one of his quotes. And so, you know, guys, success, he also says that success is your duty. It's your obligation. It's your responsibility. You know, God didn't put us here to be average. He put us here to live abundantly. And that is what we need to strive for. Everything out there is ours for the taking. We have to realize that we are worth it and that we can. And it just requires us to go for it. It's not possible to reach your full potential because we have an unlimited amount of potential. But you can't think small. You have to think big and be obsessed with your goals. And, I mean, I'm excited about moving forward with this, Carly. I am excited about, you know, letting go of passive leadership and really diving in and locking arms with people that want to run with us and 10X their efforts.
I know you are, too. Yes. So let's talk about, you know, our plan. If you're on this call and you watched the video last night, then, you know, Lindy kind of alluded to, we've got a plan. and we do have a plan. We are still working out the details, but we are going to be getting in touch with everybody that told us that they are in, okay? Now, this plan is not for weenies. This plan is for King Kongs. And, you know, like I said earlier about you're going to be the Tom Brady of your team, you're going to be the quarterback of your team, you've got to think of yourself that way for this plan to work. So just get ready. I'm excited. I'm fired up, if you can't tell. Just to be real honest with you, I haven't felt this way in a long time, but I'm feeling this momentum just building kind of under the surface right now of this team, and I want to see it just get blown out of the water. So, Wendy, do you have anything else to add about the plan?
No, but I will say, you know, when you start putting action to a plan and you start really digging into the details of the plan, and sometimes you just need a little bit of clarification. You need one of those signs that, you know what, you're on the right path. This is exactly what you need to be doing. And Carly and I woke up yesterday, we got on the phone, we kind of started talking about some things we've been thinking about, some of the struggle, some of the, you know, hiccups along the way, those types of things. And then bam, 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 three times yesterday, we had some moments where we were like, this is clarity. This is proof. We're on the right track. And, you know, things like that will happen. And what is that quote, Carly, about, is it about giving birth? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Something about an idea is, you know, just an idea doesn't, I don't know, something about until you give birth to a plan or, you know, action or something like that. Otherwise, an idea just stays an idea. Somebody else Google it and send it to us. But yeah, an idea just stays an idea. That's all it is until you actually make a plan and take action. That's the point that she's trying to make here.
Yeah. So, I'm looking for it now because now it's just kind of weird. So we'll report back about that.
Well, you said giving birth, so it is kind of weird. But you guys, I think this is a good place to wrap up this call for today. I hope that you leave this call feeling motivated and encouraged that, first of all, we've got a direction for you. We've got a plan for you, and you've got leadership behind you, you know, supporting you, holding you up, and showing you the way. So, yeah, just wait. You guys are going to love this. So, anyways, Wendy, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the call for today. And you guys know that we have this call every single Monday at 10 a.m. What I challenge you to do is not just listen in next Monday, but invite somebody else to listen in to that you feel could be a King Kong in your business. And, you know, we'll do the same thing to motivate them and get them going as well. And if you guys have any input for us, any feedback, we would love to hear that too, especially if you have any suggestions or ideas or a need for us to cover any certain topic. We would love to hear about that as well. So you guys, until next Monday, 10 a.m., same place, same time, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.